This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Welcome back. We are at the top of the hour. Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy, live at the Beacon Building right in downtown Manchester, 814 Elm Street. And again, what an absolutely beautiful day. First day of fall, autumn, fall. And it's just been like this week, I just think that the weather has been absolutely perfect. And come this weekend when it gets, you know, the temperature that they're saying, the big cold front is coming in, I can't wait to go biking.
In the cold. Just bundle up because it actually is a little cooler when you're on the bike.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the wind.
Yeah.
So just make sure you got like a little windbreaker or something. Yeah. But yeah, it's nice to go biking when it's not 90 degrees outside.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, all right, I'm going to let you welcome on our next guest.
Okay. So, welcome. I feel like I can't hear myself. I don't know why. Welcome to Christina Anderson from Caroline's Fine Foods. Tell us a little bit about your company.
Thank you so much for having me. And if I may, it's my daughter's 13th birthday today. So happy birthday, Roan. So Caroline's Fine Food is a company. We are located on Route 101 in Bedford. And we have basically three branches of our business. We started as caterers an embarrassingly long time ago, and recently expanded into an on-site retail location where we have high-end restaurant quality meals that are available for pickup, and the menu literally changes every single day. So it creates a lot of variety for Caroline, the creative chef, to just dabble and play and you know, enjoy cooking. And it gives our clients the opportunity to have healthily prepared meals that are different, unique, and keeps them from getting into a food rut.
Very good. So when did this, you know, because I'm always intrigued when I hear of, you know, new places that have opened up, you know, and Tracy's usually the one that'll find them. And, you know, I went, wait a minute, that went right past me. When did all this happen? When did this get going?
We are definitely low on the radar because we are word of mouth only. We have not advertised one bit. So all of our business has come by referral. And that's been a great thing because we started as a custom caterer. Caroline started a business that is still very successful in Boston, a catering company called La Fette. And she started that company about 20 years ago. She moved up here. I moved here. I was front of the house manager. She was back, you know, chef. And so she and I collaborated and started Caroline's under a different name about 4 years ago. And we, you know, through word of mouth, just kind of dabbled, did things here and there. And as we became more confident and the response was getting better and bigger, we just kind of said, okay, let's do this. Let's go big or go home. So we opened our retail location just 2 months ago. We've had we've had a retail presence within the cupcake shop. It's located inside Cupcakes 101 on Route 101 in Bedford.
Oh yeah, I know right where that is.
Yep. So, and we opened our deli case, a display case, on October 7th of last year. So that piece of the business, you know, we just kind of wanted to work it in, figure out what our clients liked, see if it was a successful business model, and see what the community's reaction would be. And it has been absolutely fantastic, and we've had so much support, and our clients are great. They're very loyal, and we customize in, I mean, we specialize in custom design food, if you will. Mm-hmm. So we have clients that we know are going to see us 2 or 3
like
days a
week. Different health restrictions.
Bingo.
Is that what you mean?
Absolutely. Okay. Yes. Thank you for bringing that up. Mm-hmm. So we specialize in people with food sensitivities. So for example, when Tracy called me, she said, I'm not doing dairy or gluten. And I'm like, you don't scare me. I mean, we can do anything.
I actually said, don't cater, don't make it around me because, you know, I feel like it's so hard to eat this way. So, and she's like, oh gosh, no.
It's absolutely so easy. We have clients that come in and I'm like, hey, Terry, here's what you can have. And it's great.
You know what's funny with what you just said? Because we're having my husband's family over on Saturday for like a barbecue. And two of them are gluten-free. And when you just said, you don't scare me, I'm scared. I'm like scared.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, you know, and she was very gracious and said, you know, you don't have to, I know what I can and can't do. Don't worry about me. But yeah. I, you know, they're coming to my house. So I'm like, I'm
going to have options for everybody.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Stuff and da, da, da. And then she says, her sister who's coming, this is my husband's cousins. She, you know, says, it's her and her husband's birthday, the 27th and 28th.
Oh, geez. And now you're like, what am I going to do, a cake?
You know? She goes, but, you know, don't worry about the gluten-free thing. Well, I called Frederick's today to find out, and they do gluten-free
cake. Yes, absolutely.
No way.
Absolutely.
Which is so cool.
It's a huge demand right now.
But I was scared.
Yep.
Like, you just said that. And I'm like, whoa, I felt that because now my whole menu is gluten-free. So you could come
awesome.
Over to Trace.
There you go. And it's something that, you know, we do. Caroline's husband and son both have celiac. So it was kind of by design. It started out that way because she's like, you know what? Hey, we don't like to throw away food. So heaven forbid if we don't sell it. Guess what we're having for dinner, honey? So it started out that way. But as we became more involved in the community, we realized that there was a real need. We have a lot of people who come to us specifically because they know we make everything by hand from scratch. Nothing comes out of a box or a bag, unless it's like a bag of rice, you know, but we make everything by hand from scratch. So I can tell you, every single item that's in everything. And that makes people really feel confident that they can come and get a quality meal. Mm-hmm. And it's affordable.
So do they come in single meals or is it like a family of four meal? Or
just
give
me an
idea of a price range.
So everything's done by weight. Think of gourmet deli. You know, it's like everything is plattered and displayed. You can pop on our website and have a look because there are beautiful pictures.
But they are. I looked at them and they're very nice.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
And I can tell, you know, the quality, for lack of a better word, the catering that you do, just beautiful.
Oh,
beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you. Nice. Thank you. Thank you. Caroline is the most hardworking and talented woman I've ever met. She makes Martha Stewart look lazy. So, you know, she's just one of those people that you just are inspired and motivated to work harder and do better for. And she is the same way. And it's just, so we really work to give our clients the best possible food. Everything's made with love, you know, and I know that sounds so corny and cheesy, but we really have a family that comes and dines with us. So getting back to your question, if somebody were to come in, you know, in front of you, I brought a side, one of our most popular sides from our corporate catering. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of corporate catering. It's kind of our bread and butter. And anybody who gets sick of the regular lunch, you know, they're starting to learn that we can deliver and accommodate. So I brought you a house-smoked chicken salad sandwich on a wrap, and it's absolutely delicious and vibrant. That is, with tax and whatnot, $7.90. It's very reasonable. And then that side of, it's an orzo and feta salad with scallion. That will probably run you $4.25.
So very reasonable.
So very reasonable. And then on the other end of the spectrum here, just so you can see what else we offer on more of the fine dining end, for Tracy, since we wanted to do gluten-free and dairy-free, we have a beautiful Cornish game hen stuffed with aromatics, and I brought along a side of seared radicchio with fennel that was finished with a balsamic reduction.
Radicchio?
Radicchio. Sorry.
Nope, got it.
It's ridiculous. And then I did bring you a little side of the smoked chicken salad just so you could have some without the bread.
Okay, awesome.
So, you know, very reasonable pricing, and I like to work with people as if it's under my own budget. If you come in and tell me I have $25 to spend and I have three kids, we'll make it work. We'll find something that we can put together for you. And then again, if you say I have a really lovely occasion, I really want to impress somebody, like, absolutely, you know, the sky's the limit. We really like to customize our food for our people, for our clients, if that makes sense.
It totally makes
sense. I hope
it does. It totally makes sense. So how do people get a hold of you? Like, if they are listening and they want to come to Caroline's, just let's go over where you are again, how they can get a hold of you on the web and that kind of stuff.
Excellent. So we are located on Route 101 in Bedford across from the Ethan Allen Furniture Store. We are located inside the same building that houses Castro's Cigars, Stone River Outfitters, which is a fly fishing shop, also Cupcakes 101, and we are Caroline's. So it's one building that houses these four businesses.
There's a fly fishing
shop.
Around back, right?
Yep, back. It's super cool. And then the cigar shop is awesome, too. For giggles, you should get them in here because they don't do food, but
they like food.
That would be fun.
That would be fun. The owner, actually, he does have another food business, so that might be something fun for you guys. Mm-hmm. I'm all about local business, so any chance I can plug somebody else, watch me. Mm-hmm. So anyhow, we are located there. The website is carolinesfood.com, and we can be reached... And our Facebook, actually, I love advocating for people to check us out on Facebook because we post our menu daily. Mm-hmm. And since the menu is different every day, it would allow the Facebook user to see our history. And that way you get a better sense of our food style, what we've offered in the past. We've gotten to the point now where we label everything gluten-free, and 90 to 95% of our menu is gluten-free daily. So it's a big thing for us. So if you check out Facebook, please check out Caroline's Fine Food, and then we can be reached. Our telephone number is 603-637-1615. Again, that's 603-637-1615. And I'm usually there morning to night. I'll be happy to take your call.
What are your hours at that location?
So our actual open hours are 11 to 6. However, since we are, you know, at the heart of it all, we're still caterers. We do special requests, we do parties, we do everything from simple, the client comes to us and picks up their food, to we can deliver and set up, to I can rent your tent, your dance floor, your bar service, your DJ, your photographer. So we have very much the capacity to do very high-end full service as well. So we're pretty dynamic.
And I haven't said much because I've been over here shoving my
yapping.
Face.
You're munching.
It's so good. The flavors that are in everything. It's like you know, you take a bite and you're eating it, and then just like like you say, the herbs and everything, the flavors just kick in. I still have like really good flavors in my mouth. It's very excellent. Now tell us a little bit about like how the two of you met and came to collaborate together.
Oh, I love this story. So I had recently moved here to New Hampshire, and I had been a restaurant manager for many, many years. And Caroline had recently moved here from Boston, where she had left her previous catering company because of her husband's job. So she had to move up here. She had three kiddos. I was expecting my second, and we were both hanging out at the Hannaford produce section, checking out stuff. And I start snooping around her grocery cart because I'm like, wow, who else buys organic milk? I thought I was the only one in this state. So we got to talking, and you know, I'm like, oh, la la la, I'm a restaurant manager. She goes, oh, I'm a chef. So we became friends. And we would just get together every once in a while. She would teach me different cooking methods that I wasn't familiar with. And, you know, over the course of time, she then had a fourth child, and her husband's a doctor, so super, super busy. So, you know, she had to stay at home. My kiddos, same thing. So I started working for her old catering company 13 years ago. Really, really fell in love with catering. And so as our kids got older and we were able to kind of break away and work, like the dogs that this industry makes you work like, then it was time. We decided, you know what? And that's when, again, we started dabbling just to see, you know, and she has a very unique style of catering. And, you know, we just love it. I mean, this is my passion job. I've done a lot in my life, and I've had a very rich life, but this is absolutely the most awesome thing I've ever done. I just love it.
You know, I love talking to people like you because you can tell you are so sincere, and you know, the way that you're talking, you know, you're happy with what you're doing, and that's what it's all about.
Oh yeah.
You know,
hard otherwise.
It is. Yeah. I, you know, with all my employees, I'm probably like almost 100 right now between the three diners, going on a fourth one.
Holy moly.
And my motto has always been, you know, open door policy all the time.
Yep.
And if you are not happy, go.
Absolutely. You know? It's just, that's why I love our location too, and the fact that we collaborate with our Cupcakes Girls. It is a riot.
They're
in there.
Hoot too.
They are a riot.
One of them has been on the show.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Andy. Oh yeah. Yeah, she's my counterpart.
Funny.
Yeah, she's absolutely my counterpart, you know. And we just have so much fun. We're all women in there. We all have kids. We all have crazy lives. We all support each other. You know, if I'm having a crummy day, I know at least six women are going to give me different bits of advice, and I'm probably not going to take any of it, but I have a family there, and it's great because we work like dogs. Everyone works a million hours a week, but we are all so committed and so passionate to what we do. you know, that they say it's that cliche, but if you love what you do, it doesn't feel like work.
That's right.
So,
no, that's
you know, exactly right. I'm just so thrilled that we have been able to sustain the business and that we are in this place of growth, and we just really want to grow it and be a good member of our community.
Very nice. And, you know, I have to say, I have taken a few bites of this smoked turkey.
Chicken.
Sorry. Chicken.
No. I hate to correct people, but.
That's okay. No. And, you know, the smoke flavor really comes out really good. It's delicious.
Isn't it good?
It's
Yay!
Very good.
Excellent.
Very, very good.
You should
I'm
try
so
some
glad.
Of the chicken,
oh,
too.
Oh, please.
Yeah, we've got the little Cornish game hen here with the radicchio. No, you're good. You're like, nope. Maybe after. Maybe later.
It's so good, though.
I know. Right now.
to be fair, you do have a whole lunch in front of you.
Yeah,
there,
it's so. A big sandwich.
but yeah, it's excellent. Tell us about any desserts or anything, specialties. I know
absolutely.
You guys are with the cupcakes.
Yeah, but we do petite sweets. So as not to, you know, they've got the corner of the cupcake market, and Caroline and I don't really like to bake. So we do other petite sweets. Last week we had an event for a gentleman. It was a house party, and it was very nice, but it wasn't over the top. And we just wanted to do small bites for dessert. So we made a spiced pear trifle. We made we make these really cool things called brioles, which is this brioche dough that is kind of melded with a roll dough. So it's got this really cool texture, and it can be applied to both sweet and savory. So for that particular function, we stuffed it with chocolate. And these were all engineers from Poland coming over to visit. So we wanted to give them something, you know, I mean, pastry is so European. But then we wanted to give them some other fun things. And then we just did a very nice, simple Kahlua mousse. But we do them in these itty-bitty, teeny-tiny shooter cups.
Well, I saw on your Facebook
gallery,
yep. Those little square ones.
Uh-huh. Aren't they cute?
That looks so good.
We love tiny food. If you look
like
at our hors d'oeuvres,
too.
Oh, my God.
I
will be sitting there with the itty-bitty melon baller scoop, taking baby Yukons and putting little scoops so that I can have a little twice-baked potato that big, which, by the way, that's the size of a quarter. And, you know, it may take us three times as much time, but it's so worth it because it's beautiful. And it's just a one bite, and it's lovely. So those desserts, same thing. They're just itty-bitty, teeny-tiny. They look like a little shot glass, and then you get this tiny little spoon, and it's just fun, you know? I've always been a huge believer in the eyes are the first to feast. So if your eyes are not happy, if you're not pleased with what you see, it doesn't matter how good it tastes. That visual experience elevates the food.
And only that, about talking about smaller portions and everything, I think, you know, we always have, Americans, we want bigger.
Oh, supersize me.
Yeah, and so, but sometimes when you go to something like that, you just want to have a little taste and not be bad. You're trying to be good. And
absolutely.
But that's what should be normal.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
So it's nice just to have a little, you know, you don't feel like you're being quite so guilty.
That's why the Americans are so...
And that's part of our approach, too, is just, you know what, we can have wonderful flavor and you don't have to sacrifice. And, you know, you can have this amazing meal without sacrificing nutrition. I mean, our sides, you know, right now in the case, I have a quinoa tabbouleh, I've got herb farro, I've got vegan lentils, I've got, as far as the sides go, butternut, you talked about acorn squash, I had that yesterday. Sweet potato spears, let's see.
Okay, so wait a second here. I just got this brilliant idea.
Ooh, I love that. Yay.
I have my menu made for Saturday. But
oh, good. Yes, collaborate.
Wait a minute. Let's just say I don't feel like making that.
Okay.
Oh, I hope they're not listening.
We make everything with love, so don't worry. You're not cheating.
And you just said most of it's gluten-free.
Oh,
so if I wanted
to
come and get some sides.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. You got my number. It's
Carol,
easy.
Now, Biden.
Are you open Saturdays?
For special order.
Okay,
so
I could go Friday. And
you could
be fine
go.
For Saturday.
You could go, absolutely. And then, you know, in the event that you need a catering event, you need something catered, then absolutely we do that. Like I don't think we've had a day off in the last 4 weeks because we do things on weekends. This Saturday, however, like I said, it's my daughter's 13th birthday. So if I can, if I can get a special order in by Friday, that would be helpful.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'll go Friday.
Awesome. Absolutely. Gosh, and we have fun things too, you know, where they'll be like,
that's
what
weird.
Is this?
Right. Mm-hmm. I love that. Oh,
yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Forget my recipes. That's even better.
Hey, thanks.
Less work.
Yeah.
Less work, right?
I'd love to show you the shop. I'd love to show you the shop.
Yeah.
Because we've actually expanded, you know, up until 2 months ago, like I said, we only had a small presence. We had our deli case. When recently, because we love the Cupcake Ladies so much, we didn't want to wall our space off, but we wanted to have our own presence. So we created a glass wall so we can still see each other and wave hello and, you know, make funny faces. But now we have retail items. We have beautiful hostess gifts. We do have a bit of a naughty sense of humor, so we have really funny, like, cocktail napkins and kitchen towels. So all things food-related. And then we've just launched our own.
It's their birthday, so
oh, yeah,
I
hostess
can buy
gifts.
Something for
oh,
that.
My God, absolutely. Yeah, we have beautiful platters. We have some New Hampshire-made sauces and marinades and things like that. We've got these beautiful, oh, my gosh, these are great, horoscope teas. The
ooh,
box with the tea is
tea.
Awesome. So beautiful. And then, you know, just all manner of things that relate to food, but we're trying to focus any of the actual food products are sourced here in New Hampshire, small businesses. And then, we also just launched our line of, seasonings and salts. So the first batch just arrived today.
It's like a big thing right now, really.
Yeah. Finishing salts.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because, you know, it does is take the non-cook and give them an opportunity to do something very simple. Mm-hmm. And then with just a little bit, you've got this great flair.
Yeah, it's true.
And we want, Caroline's so good about educating people. We want our clients to get what they want, but we also want to educate our clients on what else they can have. Get them thinking outside the box. Get them thinking about their wellness long term. And get families back to the table. Mm-hmm. It's really about getting people back to the table. They don't have to sacrifice and they don't have to eat pizza every night.
Exactly. Well,
that's the go-to thing when we're in a hurry.
Absolutely.
And now I don't know what to do on my go-to nights because I can't have pizza.
Well, you can come see me. Awesome. I'll take care of that.
Yay. But they have gluten-free crust.
They do, yeah.
Okay, maybe I know.
But the dairy's hard.
Maybe you can help because there is a difference between wheat-free and gluten-free.
Yes.
So I'm doing wheat-free.
Oh, okay.
So, but there's stuff like Ezekiel bread that I think is like wheat-free. And so we that's another talk because I know we got to go. But I'm still learning.
Yeah, it's a process.
It is
when
a process.
I heard gluten-free, I got scared. But I'm just going to go to Caroline's Fine Food on Route 101 right near the Cupcakes 101. I'm going to be there tomorrow for sure.
I love it.
Christina, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
I can't wait to see your shop. And keep us posted on, you know, new things that you do and stuff like that.
So, absolutely. Yeah. And if I may, I'll put a link. I don't know if you have a website and how we do that, but I would love to link up to your website and bring more traffic to the show because this has been an absolute blast. I had such a great time.
We have fun.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. You are listening to Food for Thought. Caroline Tracy, we're going to go on a short break. When we get back, we'll be with Chef Jason McCarter of the New Hampshire Food Bank. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Caroline Tracy, live in the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. That was very interesting hearing. I love hearing about new businesses starting and just, you know, especially food businesses. It's just so fun hearing how they got there and
definitely,
you know, their story. And it's just cool. It's just cool. And let's welcome on Chef Jason McCarter. You are the chef over at the food bank. So give us an update on I know you've been on and I haven't been here. So
give Carol an update.
So give me an update. Okay.
I'm sure there's plenty of people that didn't listen
We need an update on the food bank. Well, the food bank is alive and well and doing lots of great things. This month, particularly, it's September is Hunger Action Month, and so there just seems to be almost a big activity almost every day of the month. We just got finished with our annual golf tournament from Workplace Benefit Solutions was our big sponsor, and that was just fantastic. I don't think we could have had a more beautiful day to have that happen.
It's been gorgeous.
I think we had all the teams filled, and it brought in lots of money, and it's always a huge help to us. But we have an event tomorrow coming up in the Concord area, the Concord Police Stuff a Cruiser event. They've been at going around to all of the major grocery chains in the Concord area. So tomorrow from 1 to 5 at the Shaw's in Fort Eddy Plaza, and then again on Sunday from 9 to 1 at the Hannaford at Fort Eddy Plaza. And so they'll be taking donations and stuff and cruisers to bring down to the food bank. So that's
Stuff a Cruiser.
Yeah, so it's cool. A lot of fun. Yeah. My program's been particularly busy. We just changed our whole makeup. And last time I think I was on, we were still an 8-week program. And what we would do, we'd start a class of students and we would run them for 8 weeks. They would graduate. And then we'd get a whole new class of students that were green to the kitchen and you know, have to bring them up really fast. And the problem with that right now, the job market is one that somebody without good skill can find a job. But what we've been about from the beginning is trying to get somebody into a job that pays a living wage. And so while you may be able to get a job fairly easy right now, it's not going to be a good paying job because it's not asking for a whole lot of skill. So we're still trying to recruit students, and we found a way of doing that and keeping our kind of our tempo up is accepting new students every Monday. So we have a rolling admissions process. You no longer have to wait. You know, if I was 4 days into a new class and you applied and we accepted you, you'd have to wait 7 weeks until a new class began. But now you could come in today, and if we interviewed you and liked you today, you could start Monday.
So everybody will just be on at different stages.
They'll be on their own time.
But then that's
right?
Good because you don't have a kitchen full of newbies.
Right, which was always a wonderful challenge.
And then there's people that are skilled maybe at week 6, 7, or 8.
That can be helping
out
the newbies.
Right.
How brilliant is that?
Yeah, so it's something we had thought about for a long time, and we were just trying to get all of our ducks in a row. We've had some wonderful volunteers that came in and helped us out, and we've gotten some new curriculum, the Johnson & Wales textbook. We just got a whole bunch of copies of that, so all the students get a brand new textbook, and so we're not piecing together lots of information like as we used to. We've got a whole curriculum packet now, so it enables us to keep them to their, you know, to their second week and third week, mm-hmm. independent of all of the other students, a whole lot easier. So so that's great. And already we've seen our enrollment go up, which is fantastic. It gives us, when we have more hands in the kitchen.
What is your capacity there?
We could take up to 15 comfortably. I think we could probably fit more than that. I've done a class for some refugee populations, and we took in up to 25 for that, and they all fit in the kitchen. Yep. It's a big kitchen. You've been up there,
yep.
Right? It's
yep. Beautiful.
4,000 square feet. But to be a, you know, if I had 25 people up there, there just would never be enough work to give them a good experience. And that's what we're really about.
Right.
Some of our classes that, you know, got down only 5 or 6 students, those students really got a good proper education on
send them my way
some real world experience of you know what it's going to take when you get out there.
GM too,
really.
GM and cooks, and we pay well. So.
Wonderful, yeah. It's hard,
and that's Red Arrow Diner. If anybody's listening,
yeah. it's hard to find good jobs full time, and that's what a lot of our students run into. There's so many part time employers now. To find a full-time job and to maybe even get benefits on top of that is difficult.
And we do benefits.
Benefits too. Look at that.
We do.
So
your phone's
going to
be ringing off the hook now.
I hope that it will.
And I think the last time, Chef Paul Morrison was here. He's
yes.
our production chef. He was introducing a new program we were doing, the Uglies, down
yes.
at the
Manchester
right. Market,
yes.
right?
Yep. How is that
Farmers
going?
Market. It was
they were there last week, I think. Or 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
Two weeks ago
we were there.
Yep.
A whole lot of fun. Oh, we've had so much fun. We've pieced together everything that we need for a little portable roadshow kitchen. We pack it all up in my pickup truck and stack it up tall. We probably look like the Beverly Hillbillies coming down to the market, you know.
And tell everybody who might not know what the program, the Uglies, is.
All right, so the Uglies is, we're really trying to zero in on food waste and help the farmers out. You know, the farmers, I know some farmers that they plow 40% of what they grow into the ground because it's not acceptable to the grocery store, because the grocery store isn't going to be able to sell it because people just think it doesn't look perfect. And that's such a shame. You know, some of that, you know, a farmer needs some of that to go back into the ground just to keep the ground fertile. But, you know, a lot of it is usable food. Mm-hmm. Here we have a country with people that are hungry and we have farmers plowing stuff into the ground. It's just, I can't ram my head into the wall hard enough to make any sense of that. So we have all of the farmers at the farmers market. They bring us little batches of ugly things, and whether they sort it out there or they bring it directly from their farm, and we'll wash it up right in front of the participants there and cook something out of it. And we don't know what we're going to make until we get there. We just have a whole pantry of stuff, and it's a grab bag, cool. Basically. And
so they bring their ugly food and you guys whip it up.
We figure it out. Yeah.
That is cool.
And it's a lot of fun because we bring in stainless steel tables.
Give me some ideas of what you've done.
So we've done some cream corn. We did a hot and creamy tomato where we reduce some chipotle flakes and cider vinegar down, stirred it into some sour cream, and then we had some tomatoes that we diced up and we just rolled it in together, and it was just fantastic. We like this concept so much we did a catering job on site for Girls at Work. I don't know if you've...
I was just going to ask you about that. If I knew that you guys were going to collaborate, I set you guys up, and I wasn't able to go that night.
Yep.
So I wanted to hear how it went.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Is right up Elaine's alley.
Yeah. Elaine is...
She's awesome.
She is...
So what happened? You can probably
cannot
tell...
fall in love with it. She's just so passionate good, yeah. and wonderful mm-hmm. and happy.
So much energy.
Yeah,
she just has a great spirit. And you could probably tell a little bit more about it. But what happened is, so Timberland came and helped them build all of these raised garden beds in the yard, and they planted all these, like, I drove by the other day, there's gorgeous, like, plants and sunflowers. It was nothing but grass, and now it's just a gorgeous garden. And so they wanted to do something with everything that grew, so they contacted me, and they did like an appreciation kind of like dinner. So tell us a little bit about it.
So, you know, we got a chance, that one, we got a chance to go out and see what they got. And so we went out and purchased some other ingredients to go with it. But, you know, to pick okra and then a couple different varieties of peppers and tomatoes, and to make a gumbo in 30 minutes and have it sampled out while people are talking to you is a lot of fun.
Wow.
So I think we put on seven or eight dishes that night. Most of them were planned. I thought the gumbo actually wasn't planned because we didn't think that the okra was still going to be around, but it turned out there was enough of it still there for us to use. So they had lots of variety there too. Lots of different peppers, lots of different tomatoes. We had onions, you know, fresh onions right out of the ground. Some fresh baby carrots. It was a lot
That's
of fun.
Really neat.
We look forward to doing that. And so they're going to, in turn, they're going to help us out with a few things to decorate the walls of the kitchen. So they're building us some pallet appliances.
Awesome.
Kind of
so
for the
girls.
Wall to put up some pictures. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. These girls, these little
kind of our trade
girls.
Off, you know,
it's amazing.
Yeah. They're amazing.
So that was a really nice connection to make. So awesome. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, you know, that's a perfect connection.
Yeah. Yeah, and we've met them before a long time ago. They came into the food bank and did a staff event for us, and we built some picnic tables as teams. You know, it was a lot of fun. So it was good to see their space. It's a great organization.
Yeah, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger, and it's great.
Yeah.
So I love to see great collaborations like that.
So we've done the Manchester market a few times. We've done the Bedford market a few times, and we've teamed up with our friends over here at the Radisson Hotel, Chef Rob Clough over there, and. He doesn't have the portable kitchen, so he likes to go and do this as well. So we collaborate together, and he just donated us some equipment to put into our kitchen since he's been able to use it. So it's great, and we bring students out to every event, so the students get to have that experience with us. And I like it when we take a student that's a little shy, you know, and then you put them right in the middle, and they're forced to deal with customers and figure it out with us, and it's really fun to watch them grow.
It must be, you know, from you know where you stand, you start them where they're, you know, totally green in the kitchen, and then as their weeks go on, you know, we talk with Chef Patrick about that too.
Yeah,
you know, it must be just so fulfilling for you,
the confidence,
to see them, the confidence,
the confidence,
you know, putting them out there and saying you can do this, go for it, you know, and
If I had it all to do over again, I think I'd probably take, you know, psychology classes, because I think I've figured out people pretty well. And we watch all of the things, and you've been an employer for a long time, and so you know all
of
those.
We are a psychologist. We are a banker. We're a counselor. Right. We're a babysitter. I mean, it's crazy.
But so many of the issues that we face in the workplace, or that these folks face in the workplace, they never learned about. They don't have those classes in school. They teach you how to try to get along with people, but the problem resolution and the communication skills that are necessary to keep a team cohesive and you know, hardworking, they don't teach those things. And a lot of people find themselves out of work because of those things, just because they're not a bad worker. They just can't communicate well. And that always leads to a problem, and the problem always leads to I got to go, or they want me gone.
Yeah, right.
So it's really fun to watch situations. We can predict it. 2 weeks from now, this is what's going to be happening. And 2 weeks from now, that's what happens. And we don't stop it.
True.
We let it happen because it gives us a teachable moment where we can bring both parties, you know, together and show them this is why it happened. This is what you can do to prevent it in the future. This is your responsibility. This is your responsibility.
And that's important too, before they get out in the workforce, because sometimes when they get to us at that point, it's like, you know, right away if they're going to be good or not. I mean, you know, to a point, I know that. But, oh, my gosh, they come in and then they can't even hold a spatula.
Yeah.
It's like, really? You don't even know how to ladle soup out, you know, like, oh, my goodness. But, you know, that's good because you're teaching them and, you know, that's awesome. We need to go on a break. You are listening to Food for Thought. We are in studio with Chef Jason McCarter of the New Hampshire Food Bank. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. Take it away, Tracy. I've been talking too much.
Well, so I'm sure you have all kinds of other things that are going on. What's coming up?
Told you about some things
at the food bank. We got to just remind everybody we're talking to Chef Jason McCarter at the food bank, and tell us what's going on.
So aside from the Hunger Action Month things, we've talked about catering and things that my program does. We have a big ball coming up, Masquerade Ball in Laconia, that we're catering at October 21st, and that's to benefit the Belknap House, and that's going to be a big fun thing for the students to do. We've got chef attended stations all over, a big room, and about 300 people up there in Masquerade get up. So it's going to be a fun event. We have our last farmers market coming up October 20th right here in Manchester. I don't think we're on the schedule.
The last one already.
And I think that is their last market as well. So we'll be there for the last market. But I think we'll try to arrange something next year to do more than one a month, because we had a lot of fun doing that. It was a good time. And a Taste of Home cooking show. That's just coming up October 5th at the Pinkerton Academy. We've been doing that. I think this is probably our sixth or seventh year doing that.
What do you do there?
So the Taste of Home program.
Love
it's,
that
it's a lot of fun. Yeah. The Union Leader is the sponsor. Walmart is the sponsor this year. Union Leader is the organizer and the co-sponsor, I guess. So they purchase all the food and they send us the recipes, and then our students do a majority of the prep, the pre-stage stuff. And so we'll have to do all of the ingredients, prep for the stage version. And then we'll have to
cooks come on and do
right. Huh? Right. And so the chef will fly in, and then they'll come over and they'll meet us and say hi to the students and work with them for a little bit to tidy everything up. Some things have to be done all the way, and then prep for the next batch. Some things have to be done halfway. Stop here, make this, don't make this, but measure them out. You know, they're very
sounds complicated.
Explicit directions. Yeah. But then to go to the show that night is a lot of fun. I mean, they have a lot of fun with the crowd. It's all marketing. And, you know, when I say whoopee, you say whoopee, you know, it's a lot of fun. And so the students get to be on stage. And
that must be fun.
They go
them.
And they're the stage hands, and they bring up the ingredients and help stir and cook. And so it's a good experience for them, and fun for us. And it's exposure. Anytime we can get exposure, they give us a really nice opportunity to talk about the program, talk about the food bank.
And who is the audience? It's not TV.
It's open to the public.
It's just the public.
Open to the public. Okay. Yeah.
1 year, I had tickets for my three girlfriends and myself. I got us like VIP tickets, everything. It was I had a migraine for a week, and we couldn't go.
Oh, that's
I was
a shame.
So upset.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hear it's so fun.
It is a lot of fun.
And
a lot,
every time I hear about it, it's too late and I'm too late.
They have a vendor fair beforehand out front of the school. Yeah. And so there's lots of folks, you know, selling craft items and kitchen tools and things like that. You get a big bag of goodies, you know, when you leave, and then everything on stage gets raffled off. So they pull a raffle ticket for each thing. And so they'll give the, you know, this dish with this item in it. They'll give you the butter dish, and they'll give you a book. And
they don't want that butter dish.
They'll give you the butter in it too.
Yeah.
The butter too. Huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's real.
Wow.
We talk about the butter dish a lot. You don't want to give that away.
I want to put some of that salt on there.
what's going to happen to it, Jason?
I don't know. Well, it hasn't. It's not going to taste good. At this point, it's not going to taste good.
Yeah, why isn't it green?
There's not enough organic matter in it probably to turn green or for mold to grow. I mean,
we thought it would turn some kind of
animal fat, and
we weren't sure what
salt. But,
I just want to go on record as saying I wasn't here when the decision was made to put a stick of butter in our little kitchen here.
I did it. Daryl too. He was like, "You're going to put real butter in there." I said, "Well, of course we are." I mean, what do you mean?
It's a kitchen with an island, which about the butcher block. It's got to be there.
Already.
Wow.
Doesn't that go by fast?
It does. It does.
It really does. Well, Chef Jason, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
The food bank. And listeners out there, you can always go to nhfoodbank.org.
Correct, yep.
And you can volunteer. If you're interested in learning culinary, you can, you know, find out more information about Chef Jason's class that he has going on, which now enrolls every Monday.
Every Monday, yeah.
So that's great. And don't forget, September is World Hunger Month.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of stuff going on. Thank you, Tracy. Thank you, Chef Jason. And Kale and Company is up next. And Ken Kale is in the house right here at the Beacon. So we'll see everybody next week.